Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you so much for joining the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know a lot of you were up late last night. I know you were. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage. You see a push button, you get a mortgage. It's not exactly that simple, but it seems like it. You're going to love my friends at Rocket Mortgage. All right. I do have a little bit of a hop in the step today. I got to tell you, there's so many exciting things to talk about. We got some great college football we'll be getting to. Piarno has put together another brilliant rendition of the Fallout. We will get a chance to do an interview on this show that I've wanted to do for a hell of a long time. And I'll tell you about that, which is going to come up in the final hour of the show, and I don't think you're going to want to miss it. And obviously, the NFL slate today looks great. Looks great. But for, I would say, the vast majority of the country this morning, I just want to start with something that is going to make you smile. The Yankees lose! The Yankees lose! There are embarrassing, obnoxious fan bases in sports. There are fan bases that just make you want to cringe. The Yankees lose! I can't believe it right now. The Yankees lost. This is craziness. Total craziness. The Yankees lose. And what is funny, and now we are a national network. And I've told you this before. Whenever you get a national network, you're always going to get a bias. And there are those of you who live all around the country who listen to CBS Sports Radio, and we love you all. We love you all. We don't always do our best by you, but we try to. We love you all. But many people in the media try to say to you, they scoff at the idea that there's a Northeast bias. They scoff at it. They try to argue with you. If you're a listener of the network or you follow any one of the major news sports news networks or whatever, you will always get told you believe that there's an East Coast bias. You believe that there's a Northeast bias. And you believe that, and you get told by the people at the networks that there isn't. Well, I'm a guy who spent the majority of my life in the Northeast. But I've spent now 25 years in the American South in Atlanta, where I broadcast out of 680 The Fan, home of the Buck and Kincaid Show, which I do during the week here on 680. And that's where we broadcast the John Kincaid Show every single Sunday here on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm here to tell you, you are right, they're wrong. They lie to you. Because you know what? I sit behind this microphone every week. I have my biases. I have my biases. I love that I was just hearing Mraz doing his show, and it's like a double espresso Red Bull to start your morning. It's great. It's refreshing. It's interesting. It's fun. Love having Mraz leading in here on the network. And he talked about it last hour. Don't try to, and I've always said it to any young host who's out there. When you get the opportunity to work on a national stage, don't hide who you are. You got a chance to work on a national stage because somebody gives you that opportunity. So the last thing you want to do is be somebody else. Be who you are. As aggravating as it can be to people, as interesting as it can be, as fun as it can be, all of those things combined. as a host, you're going to aggravate some of your audience. You're going to entertain your audience, hopefully on a weekly basis. Maybe you can inform your audience if that's what you're desiring to do. I'm not much in the informing business. I'm more in the opinion business. But be who you are. So I love it when hosts will just flat on out tell you exactly who they are. You know me. You know I'm an Eagles fan. You know I'm a Phillies fan. You know that I like the Sixers a lot, but I don't obsess on the NBA. I've got Shep NBA to do that, and Shep's with us this morning. Good to have Shep along. But tell the people who you are. So you see, what happens is these national networks, they tend to have a lot of people that grew up in New York because they're located, the two biggest national networks are located in New York City and Bristol, Connecticut. And the other biggest national type network has their studios based out of New York City. So you got hosts, you got engineers, you got producers, you got that are obsessed with New York. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you, anybody who tells you that there isn't a Northeast bias in the national sports media, that there isn't a bias on the Northeast, they are lying to you. Absolutely there is. And for the vast amount of the country, what they don't wrap their arms around is the fact that the vast amount of the country last night when Jose Altuve ended the ALCS, the rest of the country did delicious. They did the Joker laugh from the 60s Batman show. Google it if you don't know him. Cesar Romero, he's the real Joker. I mean, seriously, the rest of the country's howling with laughter, loving that the Astros won. But there will be people reporting to work with black armbands on that work at these national networks today in absolute mourning that the Yankees lost. Yankees lost. The vast majority of you, people are waking up today in Milwaukee listening. People are waking up today in Texas listening. Well, Texas, of course, there's going to be many people be rooting for the Astros. Believe me, here in Atlanta and California, the folks who listen out in Arizona and Vegas, my favorite Vegas, they're going, the Yankees lost. They're loving life. Yeah, it's fun. What? What even is that? They're loving that the Yankees lost. And so enjoy it today. Enjoy it today. Enjoy that the team that has spent the most money over the last decade in Major League Baseball, in a sport that gives an unfair advantage to those who have deeper pockets, it doesn't have a salary cap, and a salary cap would be the absolute best thing. If an NFL-style salary cap came to Major League Baseball, it would be the absolute best thing for the sport. But baseball has no interest in it. And what they want to do, and then Sunday night baseball on ESPN, they want to shove Red Sox Yankees down your throat over and over again. And the country goes, oh, bored with it, not interested in it. The Yankees lose. They lose. And I'll tell you this, 10 years, spend more than anybody, more advantages than any other franchise, and you don't even get to the World Series, and the sad sack Mets get to the World Series in the last decade? That, to me, is the definition in business of failure. I don't know about you. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Quick way you can make some money for yourself by saving money. Make the switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance, and I'm sure that there are ways you would like to spend that money. The top of the board in college football held serve. Again, the fallout comes your way 7:40 Eastern time here on the John Kincaid Show, and Pierno's put together a great one. But the top of the board stays the same. Alabama and LSU and Clemson and Ohio State and Oklahoma, they all won. Top five, they all won. Ohio State on Friday night. But the big story of the night is high ankle sprain for Tua Tagovailoa. again, an injury to Tua. There are NFL teams that are tanking for Tua. And I heard a really interesting take again. Nonstop barrage of opinions from Sean Mraz earlier on that Tua should hang him up. But you see, Sean, he can't. I understand the opinion, and I get the opinion. Like, I get the thought process. Look out for yourself, young man. Look out for yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. But I can tell you, if he was to do that, Alabama sunk. Alabama's not winning this year if Tua isn't healthy and isn't ready to go come late November. They may not even beat Auburn. They're not winning an SEC title game without him. I'll say it to you right now. They do not win the SEC title game without him. And I don't know if it'll be Georgia or Florida that they end up facing. And yes, I do believe it'll be between one of the two of them, and they'll decide that in 2 weeks when they play each other. They're not winning without him. So if you are, if you're the Crimson Tide, you are, if you're going to church today in Alabama, if my friends Benita and Michael, I know they're probably going to church over there in Cullman, Alabama today. You're going to church. You get down on one knee and you pray. You just pray for healing for Tua. Because if Tua's hurt for any length of time, and I mean a significant injury that might hold him out of the Auburn game or the SEC title game, Alabama is done. Stick a fork in him. It's over. It's over. Because this Alabama team isn't good enough to be able to survive something like that. There is no Jalen Hurts putting on a Superman cape and coming in and saving that team. There is none.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.